You know anything about these guys running around at night with firearms in here?
I don't be out at night. That's the worst time to be out.
All right, well, if you...
7 o'clock in my house.
If you hear of anything, let us know.
It used to take 7 days to see a map of where crimes occurred in Tampa. Now it only takes minutes. Before his shift even started, Corporal Kurt Royha found out there were shots fired in the area he regularly patrols, and a suspect hadn't been identified yet.
Emails, I'll check any calls holding, and then I went into this system this morning because this is new, and I pulled up some of the blogs created for my area, because in the blogs we're able to sort them by our district, where we're sorting by our sector. I'm in District 2, so the first thing I'm looking for is anything in District 2, and then I can go to my sector. Well, I have Sector C primarily, so I look in Sector C, and right off the bat I saw one here. There was a shooting at an apartment complex, so I wanted to pull that up, and this happened last night, and otherwise I wouldn't have known about it as quickly as I did.
The program is called Safe Cop. That stands for Situational Awareness for Enforcers Common Operating Picture. It allows Tampa police officers to immediately add a crime to an online map once they've checked it out. According to Assistant Police Chief John Bennett, the longer it takes to apprehend a suspect, the more likely they are to commit another crime.
Once it's validated, the officer can immediately put that crime on the map. Instead of the past, where we would wait 7 days for the records management cycle to process the crime, the analyst would take it, harvest it, put it on a map, and then we'd have a meeting about it. And 7 days is fast in the world of crime fighting. But if you can do that in real time, moment by moment, essentially we're having a meeting every minute virtually by in this in-car fusion.
Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor said the software gives officers the tools to more efficiently track crime, so they can have a better chance of being where they're most needed.
They can look at all the crime in the city, or they can go all the way down to their particular zone of responsibility and all the way down to grids. They can search in that for all past crime. They can do overlays of sexual offenders, habitual offenders, juvenile offenders. They can look at the date, the time, the type of crime, the method of operation. Any of that information, they can search through that map.
The Safe Cop system can also create instant notifications to other officers about a suspect's appearance, whereabouts, or whether or not they pose a danger. That's information Assistant Police Chief Bennett said used to take a lot longer to get out to officers.
That whole process to build a bulletin, of course, you may lose the clothing in a day. Because if they change clothes within a half a day or a day, then, of course, the bulletin now has limited value to it. So even 24 hours could have hurt us in a case like that.
The case he's referring to is a robbery that happened earlier this week on Kennedy Boulevard in downtown Tampa. A man broke into an office building and stole cash, some video recording equipment, and a set of master keys. Investigating officers were able to use footage from surveillance cameras to get a picture of the burglar. It wasn't the highest quality, but it was enough for law enforcement to find the suspect only 2 hours later. Gerard Scalzo was the victim of the burglary.
They sit there and steel framed a picture, and they sit there and took a picture of it, and they said, we're going to sit there and put this on the new Safe Cop system. And I had gotten a phone call later on in the afternoon stating that they had found someone that matched the description, and they had a set of keys on them. And the officer did send me a photograph of the keys, of which I still have in my possession. And I did identify them, and they said, yes, we've got them.
The program also has real-time blogging. Police officials compared it to social networking sites. Officers have several fields to fill out, like the type of crime and where it happened. But they also have a comment section where they can provide details about a suspect's description and behavior. Corporal Royha said each word is tagged and can be searched later for possible links to other incidents, but some words have smaller text than others.
That means that somebody has typed that in, but there hasn't been much activity with that. And so what we're trying to do is teach officers, hit the big words that you want in your blog for people to see, because the more that word is used, the bigger the word gets here. So these are all links, more or less. So I can look at Strong. If I click on it, it's going to take me to every blog that has the word Strong in it.
Tampa police have used a program called eSponder for the past several years. It allowed officers to communicate electronically over the internet and read online crime reports. The new system takes all of the old features and wraps them into one, streamlining the system. Police Chief Castor said the agency used some of the $50 million given to the city by the feds for Republican convention security. During the week of the convention, Castor said some special forces, like detectives and plainclothes officers, were taken out of their roles.
But by using this SafeCop solution, we were able to reduce crime by 26% in the city during the RNC.
Castor hopes that as officers continue to pump more and more information into the system, it will help the agency further reduce crime. But Bailey Riley, an Occupy activist who went to the press conference, said she's not comfortable with the new software.
It's almost as if it's like a gossip kind of mechanism. You know, like, oh, there's a kid walking in a black hoodie down the street. Let me go. And, you know, that gives whoever's seen this, namely all of the other officers in cars, you know, almost gives them, like, some sort of probable cause because somebody posts something about some sort of suspicion about somebody who really has, they have no idea whether or not this person has inclination to do anything.
The software has been in use for about a month now. Tampa is the only agency to use this specific program, but the manufacturer, NC4, is expected to start selling it to other agencies soon. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.